This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got a case of the Mondays today. I'm dragging. Is it because of the clock change?
I think that's a lot of crap.
I think it is, too.
I think that's a load of crap.
I mean, like, there's an article about is it really unhealthy that we go through the daylight saving?
Really? We're much more resilient a species. Terrible. We're awful. But we're resilient. We humans find a way to survive. You know, we got microplastics climbing all over our bodies. Like, we're going to be okay with an hour backward or forward here or there.
Do you like this? Do you like to fall back or spring ahead more?
This is a useless exercise for me. I wish it would just be the same time all the time. This is just pure silliness. Why we haven't eradicated this is just dumb. We say it's for the farmers. The farmer's like, no, it's not for us.
No.
Like, who's it for?
I don't know.
Like, why are we doing
kids,
this?
Kids, too, like, because kids are in school, so it gets lighter earlier.
Whatever. Let them go in the dark. I mean, like, you mean for the bus stop and stuff?
I think so, yeah. But I don't know. Is that really the reason? And I say this is the daylight saving debate usually is like nails up to a chalkboard to me. It's like, we just do it, and we do it, and we get through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. Like, yes, it's nice to suddenly, okay, I get to sleep in a little bit. But when it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you feel like it's bedtime already, that stinks, man. Like yesterday, it's like 3 o'clock and it felt like it was like six already. And I'm just like, yeah, that's the part of it I do not like. And you know, we're just at the start of it and winter's coming and it's going to be light for like an hour a day.
And that's what it is. Like, if we're sacrificing the afternoon light, which we are, by the way.
Yes.
You know, it's pitch black at 4 o'clock.
Brutal.
Then it's not worth it for me in the morning. You know, they're
right.
Kids. The kids will be fine. Send them with a flashlight.
Yeah.
Give them a glow stick.
Right.
They'll be fine.
Right.
At the
Toughen
bus stop.
Up. Dodge the traffic.
I just feel like, again, it's a silly exercise. It's probably boring to talk about it on the radio. But does it affect our health? Come on, people. People travel within time zones all the time. Look at people who are truckers. They're driving through time zones on the way. Each week they're in a different time zone if they're doing cross-country hauls. Stop it with the whole, oh, I'm so sensitive that I'm feeling lethargic. You know, suck it up, Buttercup.
Two texters. If turning the clock back or forward an hour is such a health risk, maybe the Surgeon General should ban all travel between time zones.
There you go.
If daylight savings were a health concern, what about air travel in time zones?
That's what I mean. Like, for vacation, traveling seven time zones, you're fine.
You're fine.
You're a little jet lagged, but I can deal. I'll muscle through. But an hour, because it gets dark outside, like, oh, I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm going to go into cardiac arrhythmia because of this.
Only stinks if you hate sleeping. I love sleeping. I love sleeping, too. The thing. I get up every morning. I wake up at 5, and today I woke up at 4.
That sucks.
It's like, I'm like, oh, great, I get 2 more hours of sleep. But no, that's not good, because I was wide awake, then I went back to sleep, and then I'm really tired when I get up at 6.
Yeah. I just find this to be an antiquated thing that we used to do.
That we still do?
Yeah, it's like, And then we talk about it, and it's like, just let's eliminate this. Why? And by the way, see, like, this is such an Amy Klobuchar bill. Amy, why don't – everybody would cheer this.
Well, I thought we've tried this many, many times, though. Even here in Minnesota, I thought we've tried this. It always comes up as somebody's proposing it, but it never gets anywhere.
Why not?
I don't know.
Can we just be done with this? I lived in Indiana for a few years. They don't have this. They don't. At least in Indianapolis, they do not have daylight savings. And it was very, very seamless.
Take a nap. You won't be so cranky about it. Oh, trust me. I'm already looking forward to a nap today. That comes every single day.
Someone says it's proven that heart attack and stroke drastically increase
really?
After time change. Again, I mean, really?
Like, how so? I think that's there must be other things
Something
at play.
Something else is going on.
There's no way that just...
Maybe it's because
adjusting.
Of Halloween. Maybe it's around Halloween and they're getting scared and they're having a heart attack.
That's what I'm saying.
Or blame it on like something else.
Or winter's coming in and that adds undue stress.
Right, or it's getting cold.
Right.
I mean, really, is it really the hour we fall back that's causing heart attacks?
Construction workers benefit. They usually start at 7 a.m. or earlier, so earlier light is better. I get that.
I don't know.
Dave, you look like you're
I know.
Debating something.
Well, because you say that like the construction workers are going to like gain light or not.
No, we still have the same amount of light.
It's the same amount of light. It's just like the number on the clock that changes.
Earlier.
And all of the arguments that our texters and you guys are saying, and I would say too, oh, well, I wish there was a little extra light here, or I like the light in the morning. It's all just selfish nonsense that doesn't really matter.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's just a number on the clock that we're changing because of a good idea somebody had 100 years ago.
And also, by the way,
and it doesn't,
that's what I mean.
You don't have to change clocks anymore. They automatically change. Like, how many clocks are you really changing now?
Although, we were at breakfast yesterday, and my husband was wearing an expensive watch. And he's like, oh, we got to get you home. Your Mahjong starts in like 20 minutes. I'm like, babe, for what you paid for
that watch,
it should really change the time.
True.
He's like, oh, he had to take it off, rewind it, you know, like, and change the time. I was like, doesn't work on everything.
Well, I still have two old school clocks in the house. Mm-hmm. One is in our laundry room, the other is in our bathroom.
In the microwave,
upstairs.
You got to change.
And I kind of like just doing dialing it back 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the oven light, I had to change that.
The oven light.
Every other clock, though, changed on its own.
Let's talk about buying a house.
Yeah.
There's a piece in the Star Tribune that says you have to have a six-figure salary to be able to afford a home now. Is that true? Let's find out.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's home ownership out of the reach of the middle class. Don't we define the middle class? Isn't that the American dream of owning your own home?
It was.
Headline in the Star Tribune in Minnesota: now takes a six-figure income to buy a home. Is it out of the reach for the middle class? That's a question we want to ask our guest who joins us right now, Ryan Allen, Associate Dean of Research at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Ryan, is home ownership still part of what defines the middle class?
Morning. Good to talk to you all.
Hi, Ryan.
I think it still is. I don't think that it's totally eclipsed from our understanding of what it means to be middle class. But with these housing prices going up and what's happening with household incomes, I think it's starting to fray a little bit.
Recently, Minnesota was cited as the typical home, or the median price range for a home, was $400,000 in Minnesota. Ryan, that seems really high. First of all, is that true? And is that affordable for Minnesotans?
Yeah, so it really depends upon where you're on the state. When you think about a median home price, the pricing that's happening in the Twin Cities metro area is definitely pushing a lot of that. When you look at some of the counties in western Minnesota, for example, or southern Minnesota, the median housing prices are lower there for sure, right? But it is true. I mean, what the data will tell you is that for the state overall, $400,000 is the median home price for a sale. That's high. It's historically high for the state of Minnesota. Even when you account for inflation, it's high.
So when you look at young people who are, finishing school, starting that career, do they look at owning a home the same way, even like I'm a Gen Xer, the same way that I did? How is that changing?
It was coveted for us.
Right.
It was automatic.
My parents said, that's, you have to do it.
You have to buy a house. Absolutely.
So do they view it? I assume they don't view it the same. And how might that change how our society looks moving forward?
Well, there's a couple of ways to respond to that. I just finished teaching a class here at the University of Minnesota, where I know that most of the students in that class still aspire to purchasing a home. I mean, I know this because I asked them. And so what their aspirations are, I think, are for now relatively consistent with what you've just described and what my wife and I certainly thought when we moved to the Twin Cities. But the reality is shifting. And so what we've seen, particularly the past 10 to 15 years, is that home prices appreciating at a much faster rate then household incomes are increasing. Even when you account for inflation, that's true. There's a variety of ways to understand why that's happening. But at the end of the day, that means that for many young people, think people in their 20s and 30s who are currently renting a home or may still be living with parents if they're in their 20s or beyond even, that it just becomes a little less likely that that's going to be match, that their expectations will match the reality that they're facing.
Sorry, my mic was off. I apologize. Professor, we're talking with Ryan.
This is her first day on the job.
My first day at the radio station. How does this radio thing work? Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're speaking with Ryan Allen. Ryan is the Associate Dean for Research at the Hubert H. Humphrey School of Public Affairs up at the U. Ryan, when you talk about, we talked about the American dream, like when Adam and I were growing up and our parents instilled in us, you must buy a home. That's part of the goal of the American dream, and that's part of wealth building. Is buying a home still part of wealth building because you have to put so much down to be able to afford a home? And then interest rates, I think mortgage rates might still be above 6%. Is it still part of wealth building?
Well, I think it's still very much part of wealth building if you currently own a home. If you own a home, you've probably seen appraisals or the tax assessor is assessing your property up. This particularly increased after after the COVID pandemic. We saw this real jump in prices, not just in Minnesota, but in many places around the U.S. And that was really about people, kind of a new kind of demand for housing, with people working from home more, particularly in that middle and upper middle class income bands. People much more likely to be working at home for some part of their week, wanting to have more space as a result. We saw that translate into the housing market. So my response to your question is, you know, if you currently own a home, you're sitting pretty. You know, in many cases, you've seen really substantial jumps in your wealth. If you had not yet entered the home ownership market, you see a bigger barrier in front of you now. As you mentioned, you know, with the price appreciation that's happening now, finding enough money for a down payment is a barrier to many people. And the interest rates are making housing payments, if you do get a mortgage, much higher than they were pre-pandemic. And so that's dissuading a lot of people. A lot of people are in a waiting game. They would love to purchase a home. They recognize it as an important milestone, what it means maybe to become an adult and start a family. Purchasing a home may be really critical for that from their perspective. It's just becoming much harder, though. That's what we see in the data.
Is there policy that can be made or considered that would ease this, could lower those barriers for younger people or people who want to afford that home or right now can't do it?
Yeah, so there are some policy levers, certainly, that that the state can pull. When I say state, I guess I should say government. And then there are some that are a little bit more on the private market side. So one of the things that we could do as a society is make it easier to build housing. We have a permitting process and zoning regulations that can make it awfully difficult in some cases to build housing and build denser housing. You know, some people hear dense housing and they want to head for the hills. They like the idea of a single family home with a picket fence and a nice yard, and I get that. But depending upon where you are, a duplex or condo style house may be what you can afford, and it may be an entry point into the market. And for that matter, it may be what people are demanding. I know, for example, some older relatives of mine who don't want a single family home anymore. They would much rather have a condo. They don't have to take care of the landscaping. So those are all things that we could make easier at the municipal level. There's a current conversation, all of us are aware of it, about tariffs and the threat of tariffs. Mm-hmm. And that creates a lot of uncertainty for home builders because of the lumber that they're using, the other materials. What that means for home prices can't be good. I think any economist will tell you that if the input prices are going up, it's going to be hard to moderate pricing for the final product. And so I think that that's not really helping the housing affordability challenge that we're experiencing right now. And the last thing that's also related to the housing costs are another important input to creating housing is labor. And the home construction industry relies a lot on immigrant labor. And there's some other policy levers underway right now that have reduced the amount of immigration coming to the U.S. And that is also leading to higher prices related to the labor in many instances. It's just hard to find work crews for many developers now.
So then let's walk through that for a minute, because we constantly hear that there isn't enough housing, that we have a housing crisis, or I'm going to say there's not enough affordable housing. That's what we constantly hear. Yet you look at the market in downtown Minneapolis, you can't sell your condo for a quarter of the price. You know, nothing is selling. There's a lot of inventory on the market. Now, maybe these are a little more expensive, but I'm seeing this difference. Okay, there's not enough affordable housing, yet a lot of people are having trouble selling their homes. What's the truth?
Well, so I think that the individual markets may vary. And so what may be happening in downtown Minneapolis isn't going to be a typical experience for most people. Most people don't live in downtown Minneapolis. So let me talk about the more typical case. I mean, I think the more typical case is a household that's looking for a starter home, right? You know, something that's got two or three bedrooms and, you know, maybe 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. that on the market is really hard to find right now. There's a lot of folks who are in homes that are of comparable size that don't want to leave because they just refinance their mortgage at a really low rate. And the idea of selling their home and moving, which some may have a desire to do, but it becomes unattractive if you see a mortgage rate that's over 6% and housing price appreciation that's gone up substantially. So that's definitely part of what's happening in the housing market right now. There's people holding on to housing, even though they might see an opportunity to leave, and it's largely an interest rate game. They don't want to leave a low rate that they're locked in on. It is also true that home builders oftentimes are building housing for the upper end of the income distribution because that's where the profit margins are highest. And so there's not a lot of entry-level homes that we find constructed. That's certainly true in the metro area, but I think it's also true in some other selective spots around the state. So, for example, take Duluth, where we've also had a real explosion in housing prices. And so many developers, building a starter home from an economic perspective is less attractive than building a more expensive home because they can make more profit on a more expensive home.
Ryan, last question for you. For people, and especially in our audience, probably have kids who are nearing that age of either finishing school, ready to enter the workforce, life on their own, and they read this headline about six-figure income it takes to buy a house in Minnesota. What's your advice to those people and to those young people who want that dream, want that home ownership dream, how they can start immediately by making that happen?
Well, one thing we know is that starting to save early pays dividends later, right? When you have, if you can start socking money away when you're in your late teenage years or into your early 20s, a rainy day fund, a housing emergency fund, whatever the case may be, we know that savings in decent interest-bearing kind of accounts can be really helpful because that forced savings is critical. And so I think for many of us, that means, particularly for me in my 20s, my salary wasn't that big. I was just starting off, but making some tough decisions about being able to put away some money when I could. That made a big difference when it came time for me to buy a house. I also want to acknowledge I was walking into a very different environment, however, right? The housing prices have gone up substantially. And so I think the other thing that I would counsel people is to think about what's a way to enter home ownership that may not be your final goal, that single family home, but would be more affordable and give you an opportunity to get a foot in the market. Is that a condo or a townhouse? That may be a first step that may be ultimately where you don't want to end up, but a good first step to enter into the housing
market.
Build
some equity, yeah.
There you go.
I know Adam said it was the last question, but of course I do have one more. Only because we're getting some texts from our listeners that are saying, the younger generations don't want to be tied up in a home and expenses. They want experiences. They want to spend their money. They want to live their life. And I respect that. That's fine. What is your recommendation? Is it better to buy a home because eventually you get equity maybe after 30 years, or is renting forever an option also? Then you're not paying property taxes and you're not tied down to anything. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. Well, ultimately, this is obviously a very individual decision.
Yes.
I think that there is a good argument to be made that you can have a really successful and happy life renting the whole time. But if you're going to do that, you need to be thoughtful about putting savings into a retirement account or into another account because many people tend to rely on the equity in their home when they get older to help make ends meet, right? They can downsize to a home that's smaller and use that equity in their retirement, for example. If you haven't owned a home and you don't have that opportunity, you're going to need to fall back on something else. So again, I agree with you. It makes a ton of sense, depending upon the person, that renting is a better option. It doesn't tie you down. You can move with look for other economic opportunities, for example, much easier. But you do need to have something to fall back on. And so if you're going to rent, you need to be thoughtful about the retirement account you're building and other kinds of investments.
Fascinating stuff. Ryan, thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it, and we'll reach out again sometime.
All right. Have a good morning.
Ryan Allen, Associate Dean for Research at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs. Yeah, I still think, you know, buying a home or a condo is still the easiest way to build wealth.
Really? You know what? Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's react to this when we come back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, answer that question. Is buying a home still the best, fastest way to build wealth?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I really don't, because I've owned homes. And sometimes, you know.
You own several right now.
Yeah, please. Sometimes you need a new roof. You know, boom, 20 grand right there. You know, sometimes things happen to the home, or the basement has a crack in it, or things happen to homes. And unless you're going to live in the same home for 30 years to be able to pay off the mortgage and you keep up with all of the expenses, I feel like it almost evens out. Like it's almost a wash whether you bought or rented. And I've lived in my homes a long time. The first home I ever bought was in Eden Prairie. I lived there for 12 years. I'm currently living in this house now at least 10 years. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not flipping houses. But it just seems like there's always upkeep. You never get ahead. Even when I look at my mortgage statement, I'm like, it kills me to pay that much in interest. Yeah. And I have a reasonable interest rate. It was 3 point something at the time when I bought my home. And now it's over 6.
Fortunate.
You know, so I get it why people don't want to buy it. Now, you're throwing away money when you just pay the interest. I understand that's how banks make money. I understand how it works. But as a regular person, it seems so wasteful.
See, that's how I feel though about rent. Like after I got a divorce, I had to rent a townhouse for about a year. It lasted, and writing that rent check every month, I was just like, "Oh my god!"
You
I
hated
feel like
that.
I was just burning that money, just throwing it away. It's like, this isn't my home. I'm just going to be here temporarily, and just felt terrible about it. Whereas I get it, what you're saying about that is that you still are banking on the fact that, you know, you're building equity and you're cash is going to be there. And again, if you're disciplined enough to know, I mean, a lot of it is that it's just automatic that you are investing in a home. Like, you need a place to live, so hey, I'm going to buy this house. And oh, by the way, you're also making a great investment. Now, if you're disciplined enough to have better answers, like, no, and plenty of people do, like, oh, no, this is going to be smarter for me to take this money and put it into this instead instead of real estate, that is the option. But, like, for a guy like me who really's never been terribly smart about, you know, good investments, bad investments, with things to look at, and doesn't have that switch in my brain to look out for that, I think it's a good thing to have.
I was really surprised that he said, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong. I'd like your input on this, 6514-619-226, that is their retirement income. That people buy a home and they think, okay, when I sell it, that will help support my income, I guess, along with Social Security in retirement. That he said, if you don't have equity in your home, then you really need to be diligent about investing or saving.
Right.
And remember, I was raised by Jeff Green. Jeff Green's Rule of Finance, you know, max out the 401k but with your first paycheck.
You should do a weekly segment on the show.
Jeff Green, I know, we really should. He's good. He's good with this stuff. He's good with saving. He's good with being frugal. And many people would not like Gen X would not like.
No.
Gen Z now would not like.
Or Gen X.
Yeah, well, I'm Gen X, and I bought into the whole Jeff Green model, but would not like it now because they spend. They spend. They go on trips. They have experiences. That was not... Those are not the Jeff Green's Rules of Finance.
No.
So, but the question becomes, are people who buy homes really banking on that home being the investment, or are you still also doing the 401k and also doing the investments? Because a little scary when Ryan said, no, people are counting on that as equity and they may not have saved otherwise. Because if you don't save otherwise, then you have no... Like, what if the roof, you know, leaks and you have to replace the roof? If you have no savings,
right,
then you would have to refinance your mortgage and pull money out of the mortgage. Like, I guess I just, that made me a little nervous to think that he, and he's the professor, he's much smarter than I, or he experienced fact that people were buying homes expecting that to be their retirement income. Do you think that's true?
I think there's a lot of people that, yes, that's really, sadly, their only, I mean, we're very fortunate. I speak of us in this job where we do have, we got not only a 401k, but we have pension here.
Correct. Yes. Oh, we're blessed. Totally blessed. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of jobs that doesn't have that.
Correct.
Either one.
Correct.
And so that, again, unless you're very smart about it, that a lot of people, that's, again, it's just that's just kind of their only method of saving.
Someone wrote, even after paying off our mortgage, the rising costs of maintenance, insurance, and property taxes are hard to manage now that we're retired.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because I literally am living through this. My mortgage rate went up. Hold on. We just got a bill and it was like $600 more than what it was the month before. And Mark and I both looked at it and we're like, what?
We just got that jump too. Yep.
And we called our mortgage company and it's the insurance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
and they said the insurance jumped and it was so much more money. And I was shocked.
That's the part of this we didn't talk about with our guest. And the texter points that out, too, especially where you live. Like, good luck insuring a home in Florida right now.
Shocked.
And even here.
I live in St. Louis Park.
Insurance rates
are going. We're not getting hurricane in St. Louis Park.
I know, but the insurance rates. That's another factor that's really driving people out of the market.
I was astounded by that. And I looked at Mark and I thought, oh, maybe it's time to downsize because it just the costs are piling on to own the same home that was more affordable a few years ago.
Dexter, I couldn't disagree with you more. I've moved 2 times in the last 20 years, built equity, and the current home is paid for. We plan on downsizing. We'll have leftover funds to invest elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you.
Good for, I mean, you, yes, and you did everything right.
Right.
Matt, you did everything right. And maybe you got a little lucky with the timing of the market, but you did everything right, Texter. That's right. Jor, my parents lived longer than they anticipated. They save for retirement, but the balance is decreasing. They are counting on their home as a way to afford rent and an apartment in the future. I get it. I get it. You know, you can't, calculate because you don't know when you're going to die.
Dan is called in from Plymouth. Dan, you want to jump in on the topic? Go ahead, man.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. You know, of course, you're completely wrong on this.
Of course.
Yes, we are.
All you have to do is look at the reason that the blacks haven't kept up with their income equality as the whites have. After the First World War, blacks weren't allowed to buy homes. After the Second World War, the blacks didn't come under the GI Bill and weren't able to get better jobs so they could buy homes. One of the reasons that the blacks are so inferior with their income is the fact that they didn't build up equity in their homes. So it's just not an argument to, and evident by how you felt when you were paying rental fees on your condominium, you felt like you were throwing money away. You were throwing money away. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dan. I'm a little worried about, I think he was right.
Dan was right.
Anytime you say the blacks, I get a little nervous.
Mm-hmm. But he's right. What we did to black folks in this country by not allowing them affordable mortgage rates and not allowing them to use their GI, their service here to help get them affordable homes. You're absolutely criminal. Criminal that we outpriced them in the market or redlined them and didn't allow them to build wealth in certain neighborhoods. Absolutely criminal. So he's right about that. But if anybody was upset by the terminology, we'll apologize for that. Yeah. And Dan, next time, maybe we could say the black community or people of color, something a little, because words do matter.
Yes.
We all got really nervous.
Like, is that racist what he's saying? But no, he's kind of right. And
we were all a little shocked to recover from that.
Again, back to the first conversation we had today. We have a nice conversation about it. And when we know better, we do better.
And we gave him an opportunity. And what he was saying was in defense of the black community.
Yes, correct.
Not being able to build wealth. And he is 100% spot on, because that is the case. They could not build generational wealth the way white people could, in the 60s and the 50s, and redlining was real, and it was absolutely criminal.
Let me tell you something. I've said this before. Like, when I bought my first house, I absolutely had to have help from my parents and the banks because I wasn't sitting on $50,000 for a down payment.
Mm-hmm. Of course not.
And thank God I had them to help me.
And now at this point, by the way, $50,000 would be like 5% of your down payment.
Exactly.
And you were supposed to offer 20% to get a lower interest rate or a lower mortgage rate, something like that. Like, now that's almost impossible, especially if the number is $400,000.
Median. It's not
median.
Average. Median.
Okay. I mean, you need 80 grand to put down. You need that cash. That's crazy to me. And look, maybe people have it, but that's just a lot of money. I understand how it's getting unaffordable.
Trying to figure out if I should stay in high-demand two-bedroom starter home or if I move to a condo townhome. We'll still have upkeep costs, but feel like our home is too expensive to upkeep. Needs some larger repairs. Thinking we're helping ourselves, we downsized to a 1,700-square-foot twin home. Property tax is almost double from our 2,500-square-foot on 7 acres.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, geez.
Sorry about that. That sucks. And there's not much you can do.
No.
It's not like you can really fight the county on that. That's hard.
As a retired couple, we go to Mexico to vacation and see so many young people. I have to assume they have really good jobs, or else they're sacrificing their future with having fun now.
Or maybe they live there and work remotely because it's so much cheaper to live in Mexico and have an American job and work remotely. They're saving all sorts of money by living down there. Maybe that's the way to go. It's a conundrum.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.